Roll
them. Hey, welcome to the starting block in the new and improved format. You got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who's been struggling with the unemployment line since Saturday evening. Co-captain Damo, how are we, sir?
Good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And welcome aboard, Greeno, the new home, the new vessel, the new sturdy steed that will ride us off into the sunset to our mounds of glory.
Greener pastures, if you shall.
Greener pastures, Greeno. Yes. The grass is always greener on the other side, Greeno.
So they say.
TAVshow.com. Thanks for having us, by the way.
That's right.
Can I just throw in a little dick move straight off the bat if you want to hit on that?
We're going to do dick move already. I love the fact that you interrupted me before I even got to start segment one. So we'll do the dick move quickly.
Yeah, little dick move for you, Greeno, in the intro. Yeah, doing it like extra husky. Like extra, like salt, like, hello, welcome to the podcast.
That's how we roll, man.
Well, no, it never used to be how you roll, though.
Since we got the Golden Girls theme.
Since you got the
intro,
Golden Girls theme.
It's a must.
So do you think that kind of sexual, husky kind of engagement is what's going to attract people who are fans of the Golden Girls?
Well, that's my theory. I think
the Blanche fans you're going for.
It could be the Blanche fans, perhaps. But I don't know. You've got to go with what the tone is. So the old intro music was basically, you know, a bit more upbeat, a bit more pump up.
Yes.
And so you had to speak in a bit more of a punchy manner.
You did, yes.
This time, it's just, you know, let's just enjoy the vibe. Let's sit back. Relax.
Enjoy the vibe.
And just bask in the Golden Girl glory.
Sounds good.
All right, let's open up the show with a bit of...
I like stories about piñatas.
And the story obviously has to come about the fact that we're not on radio.
That's right. How did that happen, by the way?
That's an interesting story. So, the end of an era, Damo. It is the end of an era after 7.5 years, let's call it.
Grueling years. Week in, week out. The dedication we showed that place. I mean, we built that place, didn't we?
Pretty much.
We're basically like we're in Jerry Maguire territory here.
So, who's coming with me?
Yep.
Who's coming with me?
They wouldn't even let us take the fish.
We had to give the fish there.
Yep.
After 7.5 years, the radio show is over, but the podcast continues.
It remains, yes.
And it got me thinking. I'm like, well, what changes? And I realised how little effort we put into the radio side of things because literally nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
We don't play songs anymore.
No.
We don't have any ads.
No, we do have ads.
We've got new ads.
New ads, yeah, which are actually old ads. I think they're like 70 years old.
Well, that's the thing. No spoilers. Just yet.
Yeah.
Let's take it one step.
Got to keep people on edge for the ads that they're going to hear forever into the future.
Correct.
The same ads.
So after 7.5 years, we had a bit of due to the radio station. They say the 7-year itch, Damo.
The 7-year itch.
They say you get the 7-year itch, and it seemed to happen to us, unfortunately. And look, as legal proceedings have to go, we have to do a trial separation first. So at this stage... Yeah. It is a trial separation.
Okay.
We've gone our mutual respective ways. And
what was the final feedback from the state? Was there any, like, thanks very much for your service? Or was it like, thank God they're out of here?
So we're telling a story. Okay, so we're telling a story. So effectively what happened?
Well, it is story time.
I'm not going to bash in too much. We won't go into complete specifics.
No, they've been good to us.
They've been good to us. So effectively what happened is we received an invoice on Saturday. Basically going, you owe us X amount of dollars for being on air for access fees.
That's right.
Access fees.
Yep.
Going back to April, backdated. I'm like, yeah, well, we're in June.
What access fees? What are we accessing?
Because for the listeners of the show, we don't actually go into the radio station.
No,
We phoned it in. We literally phoned it in.
Yep.
Or emailed it in our case.
That's right.
Because we've got the beautiful home studio. So
that's
it didn't
really
matter.
No.
We never rocked up. We got shit canned to the 10 p.m.
slot. 10 p.m.
slot. Where no one listens.
Oh, you know the other advantage of doing this, Greeno?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well,
did you see what happened there?
We can.
You see what happened there? Did you want to hit the beeper just to make sure it's still working? There you go.
We don't need the beep.
We don't need the beep anymore.
The beep's gone.
Should probably still use the beep though, just for comic effect.
For comedic effect, even though we can swear on the podcast.
We probably shouldn't. Now.
We probably shouldn't say things like. Or licking. Things like that. We should still beep that out.
We should keep that out of the broadcast.
So we received said invoice of X amount of dollars. And basically, like, we want your money from April through to June.
We want your money.
April through to July. And then from July, April, May, June. Yeah, and then July. And then after that, you have to pay each month.
But we didn't want to give them any money.
Yeah, we didn't want to give any money, but it was news to me, Damo.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't recall receiving any correspondence. I couldn't recall receiving an email. There was no carrier pigeon. There was no letter. There was no nothing.
Nobody threw a brick through our window with a note tied to it.
No, I didn't have...
That would have been acceptable.
I didn't have any gangsters knocking on my door. Hey,
there were no hide goons.
Where's the money?
Is that your gangster voice, is it?
That's a bad one.
Hey, yo, where's the money?
Yeah.
Sounds like someone from a boy band.
It could be, maybe.
Hey, yo, where's your boy band?
Joey Fatone.
you know their names.
I do. That's sad.
He must have had a guest appearance in Dawson's Creek.
No, he actually... The only reason I know Joey Fatone is because he was on John Safran's Music Jamboree.
Was he really?
Because he was touted as the ugliest ever boy band star.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
Which band was he in?
He was in the Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
He was the ugly one.
They had a few ugly ones, though, didn't they?
A few, yeah, but he was up there on the Uggo scale.
So was he uglier than your Nick?
He was definitely uglier than your Nick.
Okay, Nick was the top of the tree.
I think he was top of the tree.
He was the blonde guy.
He was the blonde guy with the Peter Andre tile hair.
What is it about the blondes, Greeno? They always seem to top the attractiveness charts.
Maybe. Yeah. Blonde
men.
You reckon?
Yeah, probably. Well, I'm not an aficionado.
Yeah, okay, we'll look
at it. I could do some research if you like. I might enjoy that.
We'll look at it for next week.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm looking through my emails. I'm like, hang on, I've never received an email going, we have to start paying.
That's
because
right.
We received some kind of like, there was whispers about this.
Mm.
I'm like, well, no one's going to, you know. Pay for this.
No,
there's no way this is going to get voted down.
This bad boy.
This bitch ain't getting voted in. Because there's no way. Because we've seen the clowns that rock up to these meetings.
That's
and they're
right.
all too busy yelling and acting like it's an episode of Jerry Springer.
We went to one meeting, didn't we?
We went to five of them.
We went to five, did we?
We did. And
it
felt like one. After the fifth one, we're like...
They're all the same.
They're all the same. Where this crazy guy yells for an hour and a half and we achieve nothing. Let's get out of here.
And you almost feel like you should have brought a packed lunch.
Yeah.
Because you're there all day and nothing happens.
No. It's completely pointless.
There's always one guy that everybody else in the station is trying to kick out, and he never gets kicked out.
He never gets kicked out, but he's like, always the guy arguing.
Yeah, that's right.
He's complaining about everything.
He's like the Teflon Don. He's like John Gotti. They can't get rid of him.
Can't touch him.
They can't throw him in the clink.
Exactly.
I mean, this guy had charges up the wazoo, didn't he? Remember? 100%. Remember that bloke?
Oh, yeah, 1,000 of them. He had plenty of trial separations.
And plenty of trials.
Plenty of trials as well. He's an absolute fucking clown.
Yeah. There it is again.
Sorry. We'll do the beeps after we swear.
Okay.
I reckon that'll work better.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. So anyway, went through me. I couldn't find him. I'm like, look, okay, this is obviously just an administrative error.
Mm. Obviously.
Flicked him an email.
I mean, they wouldn't be charging us money.
I'm like, look, I flicked him an email.
We built this bloody station.
I've gone through my correspondence.
Don't you know who I am?
I can't seem to find any notice that you're going to start charging us to be on the air.
Correct.
We get a nice prompt reply.
Yep.
Pretty quick with the response. Normally when we email the station, you know, a good week and a half.
Week and a half.
Back, you know. When we basically said, oh, we're available at X time, they completely forgot and just put us at fucking 10 a.m.
That's right.
10 p.m.
Well, it could have been either.
It
could have been.
It doesn't matter. No one's
listening. We phoned it in.
So, quick prompt response going, well, we refer to, basically, they referred us to the website.
Did they really?
I'm like, well, who's looking at the website, champ? Like, seriously, who's looking at the website?
When was the last time anybody looked at the website?
Good question.
Like, and I'm talking about the people that actually are in control of the website.
Oh, no, I haven't looked at the website. I don't know what's on the
because
website.
Because they still had us at the wrong time slot on the website two time slots ago.
For 3 years.
Yeah, for 3 years.
So you click on the 7 o'clock podcast and it'll play the 10 p.m. podcast anyway. So actually, we're probably prime time.
We were under retro hits or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So quick response, you referred me to the thing. He goes, well, we changed the policy here. People that showed up to the meeting were well informed and voted for this.
Oh, so he tried to guilt trip you
a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he attached the application, which I completed, which I realized post that evening was an online application.
Yep.
And everyone who fills in any kind of application, basically, it wasn't just the radio show we phoned in. The application process. I copied and pasted the last 5 years' worth of applications. I haven't refilled out an application in 5 years.
We haven't changed anything.
I copied it, I pasted it into the spreadsheet, and just hit accept.
Yep.
Not realizing I was accepting what meant that apparently we were now getting charged.
Mm.
So, lo and behold, I'm like, well, what do we do?
Yep.
Well, realistically, we don't go in there.
No.
The only thing we have access to
yes.
is no listeners at 10 p.m. live.
Yeah. How do you know? Maybe there's a riot. Maybe right now, well, not now.
Tomorrow.
Maybe on Thursday night at 10 p.m., all of the blockheads, Greeno, who got used to hearing us on 89.3 FM, they might be bitterly disappointed with this.
When they tune in at 10.
Maybe they'll get a petition going.
With that being said,
how many signatures do you reckon it would take for the station to reverse its stance on just our show?
Just our show.
I reckon 10.
I reckon 10 would do it.
10 would do it.
I reckon a baker's dozen would tip them over the edge. That'd be a landslide.
I reckon if they had 10 people rock up and say, hey, we actually listened to that show, why did you kick them off the air? They would roll out the red carpet for us.
Exactly.
We'd go number one. They'd say, hey, do you guys want to host like a 24-hour slot?
Just 24 every day? 24/7. With that being said, though, anyone who's listening to local community radio at 10 p.m. on a Thursday evening...
They've got problems.
...is probably too high to even get into the station to complain. And then, they'll just...
Well, we were big with the junkies, Greeno.
They'll hit that again.
We're very open-minded with the junkies.
Question. Now I've got no cans.
No cans.
No cans.
No cans at all.
Is there an issue with the cans? The mic's still going?
Okay, yeah, no, the mic's still going.
There we go.
Fine.
The cord's a little bit tinky. So that's the situation. So, yeah, my response was basically, look, thanks for that.
Yep.
Effective of today's date.
Effective immediately.
We will be ceasing our show.
Cease and desist.
Please send me a revised invoice up till today's date.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say we'd pay it. I just said send it to me. Send it to me. I'll put it up on the fridge.
You did the right thing by saying send me the invoice.
Yeah, send me the invoice.
You also did the right thing by assuming that transaction of please send me the invoice, yes, no problem, I'll send you the invoice, doesn't automatically imply payment of said invoice.
No, I never said I'm paying it.
No.
Send it to me.
You've got a very, what's the word? You've got a very litigious mind when it comes to this kind of stuff,
well,
doesn't it? I asked for an invoice. I didn't say I would like to pay the invoice.
Reason I say that is in my first draft of the email, I took a couple of drafts.
Mm.
My first draft, I said I'm happy to pay it. And I'm like, now take that shit out. Because I might not pay it.
I might not pay
it. I haven't decided yet.
So has the invoice come in?
No response.
No response.
Prompt response to go, hey, check out our thing. You have to pay.
Yep.
As soon as I go, hey, we're not doing the show anymore.
They don't care.
Shit.
Wow.
Like, all right, well, don't send me an invoice.
You know what you should do now? You should block them. You should block their email.
Block them.
Sorry, it just sends it back as spam.
Yeah, spam.
Sorry, well, they've only got the one email address.
Never received the invoice.
Yep, never got it. Sorry, bro.
So that's the story. So that's how we ended up without a home. For about 8.5 minutes.
That's right.
Because as soon as the word got out, the block is on the free market. TAVshow.com.
They were lining up.
Their lips were wet.
The board of directors
got in touch with us and said, look, we want you. We want you bad.
The board of directors, i.e. James, who runs TAVshow.com, he said, hey, you're off the radio?
Yeah.
Why don't you come over to the website?
Come on over.
And so here we are.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yep.
Tidy sum. We still got to work out the dollars.
Yes.
But I'm sure that'll all get sorted.
He said he's going to pay us in two big gulps.
I did hear that.
And Mountain Dew.
He was concerned about the fact that might increase my already rapid speaking rate.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's possible.
I don't think
you may transcend time and space as we know it.
If I just go into,
if you
like,
get a couple of liters of Mountain Dew down your gullet,
that could be a concern.
Right. so we are, I guess, on TAVshow.com, we're like the novelty act.
It seems though, because they're very serious.
There's
website,
a lot more serious stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not generally too serious with my stuff. Like, I do a bit of joking around. There is serious aspects to it. But there's a lot of fun as well.
There is a lot of fun. But with that being said, are we effectively now the court jester of TAVshow.com?
Yes, pretty much.
Pretty much.
No, actually, I don't even know if court jester is appropriate. Because the jester, for as much as we malign them in modern times, during the medieval period, the jester was actually a really highly regarded role in the court.
And he was entertaining.
In the royal court.
So well,
he was he was the king's personal entertainment. I don't know of any kings knocking down our doors.
Yet.
So I don't think we're like jester. I think we're more like the town drunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where they laugh at us.
The town outcast.
Not with us.
Yeah, the guy who has a job like cleaning out the pony stables and gets covered in shit every day.
So we've basically been given a job out of pity.
And he walks down the road and everybody, even the ladies, kick him in the ass. Yeah. Get out of here.
Fair enough.
Get out of here.
I can appreciate that. I appreciate the home.
ITM Booker Pete on the chat, Greeno, says, Greeno, with listener views through the roof, it's a wonder management aren't jumping for joy. There you go.
As in, like, listeners for them?
I think so, yeah.
You reckon the new... Oh, I'm intrigued. I'm going to tune in tomorrow night.
Yeah?
10 p.m.
Let's see what they replaced us with.
Because I'm intrigued. I'm guessing going to be a cart.
A cart.
Or
for people not in the business, that's just something that plays a lot of songs.
It's just it's fiddly. It's 14 straight hours.
It's
of songs.
Robot DJ.
It is.
Yeah. Don't praise the machine.
Or what was the show? Was it what was the nation?
Was it the Vietnamese News Hour? Or
might
something
have been Vietnamese
like
News Hour. I reckon they can stretch that to 3 hours.
They could, mate.
Because I think they gave them two.
Well, there's a lot going on in Vietnam.
There is.
Generally. So, you know, they may replace us with the Vietnamese News Hour. Hopefully they don't replace us with another pedophile, because that happened last time, didn't
that
it?
That did happen last time.
Yeah. We got moved to a different time slot and the guy replaced us ended up going to jail.
Turns out
we're
for jail, apparently for not the first time.
No.
Which but is a concern in itself.
So how's that? Yeah, we get kicked off the station. He gets three goes to come back. No names.
In his defense. In his defense, he was cash.
And in his defense, he was very talented.
Yeah,
very, very talented.
Debatable. It's all a ruse, Damo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So we've got to separate the assets.
Mm. Okay. Yes. Divvy them up.
I've divvied them up.
Okay.
So
what have you got?
I've spoken to him. We've already come to an outside terms agreement on what we think.
Okay.
But some things will be contested.
Okay.
They got ProBus.
Okay. They got ProBus.
They got the ProBus promo.
Which we've been doing basically for 7 years. And
even though we were only meant to play it for a month and a half.
You know what? Maybe I just realised maybe there's another reason why we were kicked out of the radio station. Because what they do, again, for people not in the business, you go in there and it's like every 3 months or so, isn't it?
Every couple of months they get
every couple of months you get a list of promotions and sponsors and stuff that you have to go through.
Yeah.
Well, we just basically ignored that for our entire time. And once we set up our promos and our sponsors, we're like, that's it. We're leaving it. So.
And then we started recording the show from home and then never went back into the radio
station.
Never
went back in, so we couldn't check the spots.
So we couldn't even get updated once. So we're basically playing two and a half
years. I've got no idea why they kicked us out of the station.
I don't know.
It wasn't even for the smut.
It wasn't. That's the concerning part.
Because they wanted money out of us.
So they got
I just got to let you know, we've got the CEO of TAVshow.com listening in.
The boss.
Greeno. James, yes. He says, oh my God, watching on TAV, so hilarious. We need to up payment in case of due.
Exactly. Can we do it a bit less sugar, though?
Less
James?
Sugar. You can't have sugar-free Mountain Dew. That's sacrilegious.
It's apparently James is concerned about already my rapid speaking rate.
Yeah.
So we need to find a way. We need some downers for me to balance the Mountain Dew.
So what if we pop a couple of Valiums in the bottle?
Now we're talking. Now we can back to sugar Dew.
Sugar Dew. With
Valiums.
Sugar-free, no Valium.
Should get me speaking like a normal human.
Could.
Until that time.
Maybe.
I'll continue my rapid rate.
I don't know. I think the journey for you personally to normal human, quote unquote, I think it's going to be a long and arduous process.
I used to date a girl who actually spoke quicker than me.
Oh, really?
And so our conversations were over. Like... Dinner conversation was done about a minute and a half. How was today, honey? It was pretty good. Yeah, not too bad. Yours? Yeah, not too bad.
So you only ever order entrees.
That's it.
Because otherwise you're going to be staring at each other for an hour and a half.
Because we covered all the convo in a minute and a half.
Foreplay chat must have been fun.
No time foreplay.
No, just straight in.
But the boudoir.
Doing the deed.
Oh, mate, it was rapid. Now.
Dirty talk would have just been grunts.
Light speed. they got ProBus. We, however, got Don Camaro.
Don Camaro. We kept Don Camaro on board.
So time to
Let's have a tribute
Don Camaro.
For Don Camaro.
Don Camaro's lost his mind. Get ready for Don Camaro's Super Mega Sale Bonanza. Total liquidation of all magic and pet supplies. Ducks, bucks, turtles, magic wands, and gorgeous barn assistance. And that's just the beginning. Snakes, magic hats, puppy sweaters, disappearing ink, all at prices too low to mention. Only at Don Camaro's Magic and Pets. That's Don Camaro's Magic and Pets. See you there.
I'm gonna go.
So glad we kept Don Camaro.
So I got in touch with Don as soon as the split happened.
Oh yeah, like Jerry. See, this is. I'm going to name this the Jerry Maguire Show.
This is the Jerry Maguire Show.
We are Jerry Maguire.
We are.
We built the radio station up.
Mm-hmm.
We came out with a mission statement, i.e., we want to do more smut at
more
prime
smart,
time.
More golden
they
girls.
Said, "You're out of here."
Yeah.
That's not what we're about.
Mm.
I built this place. Who's coming with me? Come on. What was the name of the fish? Blinky.
Blinky, we'll call it Blinky.
Blinky, we'll call it Blinky. Come on, Blinky. Mm. You're coming with me. Where's Dorothy, by the way? Is she out doing the paperwork?
Dorothy's out doing paperwork.
Paperwork.
Yeah.
And then...
which one of us is going to be sleeping with Dorothy?
Oh, good question.
Mm.
Good question. You know what? You can have her.
Tag team.
We'll draw straws. Whoever gets the shortest one has to have sex with Dorothy.
Devil's threesome.
So then, after all that...
Yeah, wait a sec. Here we go.
There you go. Now it feels like home again.
Now we're back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, got in touch with Don and said, look, here's the situation.
He's our one client.
It's kind of like when you separate and you've got kids, you got to ask kids who do you want to go. You go, mummy or daddy.
Did you have to scream, I love magicians?
Not really, no.
I love pets.
Don was pretty happy with kind of the uptake that had been happening on our show as a result of joining us on board.
Oh, so he's noticed actually a boost in his sales.
Snakes and magic hats.
Magic hats.
Sales through the roof.
That's an interesting one because magic hats, I think that's normally like a shelf stocker, like a clogger on the shelf. A lot of people don't buy magic hats, Greeno.
Apparently.
They like their own headwear.
We move the merchandise of magic hats as a result of our show.
Well, see, it's an absolute pleasure to have Don Camaro on board at the new home at tavshow.com.
Exactly. So welcome aboard, Don.
Don Camaro.
The Mitchell Stipe party whistle, now that's joint custody.
Is it really?
They couldn't part with it. We said, well, hang on a sec. We coined it.
We invented it.
We invented the Mitchell Stipe party whistle. However, they said, well, you know, come get it off us. That one may go to court.
Okay. Well, we've already played it, though. So I think because we go on air...
The party whistle opened the show, did it?
It did.
I didn't even notice.
It opened the show. So I got in there. So now you see what we've done
here. But
that's
our week.
No. It's not a week thing. It's whoever plays it first. And because we've gone to air a day earlier than our scheduled on the radio station, we went to air 10 p.m. Thursdays.
Yeah.
We're now on air local time, 6 p.m. Wednesday. Right? Because we've played it on air first with our new linkers and sweepers, it's now ours.
Oh, wow.
Because we got in ahead of them.
Okay, we'll take it.
So we're taking a party whistle with us.
The
party whistle's coming with me.
The stupid fucking summer promo. No one wanted that.
You forgot the beep.
No, the beep gets played after.
Oh, okay,
that's
right.
The point. We do after we swear.
So because we've been kicked off the radio, we now play the beep after the swear, not during the swear.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be a good gag for about a week.
A week. Hang on. I've got 4 weeks out of those stupid Milo ratings.
You have to.
We can make this last. Nobody wanted that promo.
Nobody wanted it. Okay.
That one's done.
Yep.
We got 23 minutes out of this much content.
Did you just hold that up to the camera, Greeno, so they could see?
There we go. That
two paragraphs.
Was 23 minutes.
23 minutes.
Time for one of our sponsors.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on tavshow.com.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Greeno, remember, if you want to get in touch with us out there in internet radio land, Greeno. Did you see? I had to study all week for that. Because I used to say out there in radio land.
Yeah.
And now it's out there in internet radio land.
My whole promo, I've had to over and over
again. Rethink it.
Firstly, don't say Thursday night.
Don't say
we're on radio.
No.
And just be better.
Well, actually, to be fair, since the website is actually based in the States, we're now officially on Wednesday mornings.
Wednesday mornings, US time.
Believe it or not, it's like 4 in the morning.
Like 4 in the morning. That's probably where we deserve to be honest.
You reckon?
That's our prime slot.
You think?
I think so.
Okay, you think that's better than 10 p.m.?
I think that's a step up.
It is, because we might get some early risers.
Is that East Coast or West Coast? Because West Coast is still early, isn't it?
I think it's East Coast.
That's East Coast.
It's East Coast.
So it's like 1 a.m. West
Coast. New York. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
So people in the West Coast are still going to bed. People in the East Coast are early risers, so they're just getting up. But get in touch with us at the Starting Block. One word, drop the K at the end. Also via... stream.me, Greeno, we're on YouTube. We're on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
The podcast, thestartingblock.podbean.com. And, of course, tavshow.com, the new home.
The new home.
Of the Starting Block. You know where you won't find us?
Where's that?
Where those Nazis and fascists work down at 89.3 FM, 2GLF. No, they'd be pretty good to us.
No, they'd be very good to
they'd
us.
Be good to us.
I did give a shout out.
They were good until they tried to suck money out of us like a vampire going after a buxom young girl in 1800s France.
That's it. That's the whole point of community radio, right?
Oh, and BE from the UK has joined us as well, Greeno.
Oh, good news, BE. We are literally about to do your segment. That's next up. And if you don't believe me, there it is.
There it is.
doesn't actually say anything.
And
it's a blank sheet of paper.
Pete, by the way, said we're now down to 1% sporting content.
Yeah, well, if we get any sport on the show this week,
it'll be a miracle.
I'll be surprised.
It'll be a miracle.
It will be a... do you want to say fuck?
Fucking...
There we go.
Miracle.
We're not good with those swear beats.
We're out of practice.
We're very out of practice.
We haven't been able to swear in 8 years.
Exactly.
This could be trouble. We could overdo it.
We could, yeah.
We're in danger of overdoing
it. That joke is very thin. We're only 28 minutes in. You did message us during the week going, look, maybe we should just, get away from the whole sports show thing.
Yeah. I'm like,
have we been doing a sports show anyway?
No, we haven't.
I basically wrote the show the exact same way I did as I have for the last 5 months.
Okay.
And so far, we're 28 minutes in, haven't mentioned sport.
Well, the word from the CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno James R., this was his take. Now, he gives us full creative license.
Yeah.
We have full control over the content that we provide at our new home at TAVshow.com. However, you don't get to that position without picking up a few tricks along the way.
Yeah, true.
So when a guy like that comes down from the boardroom, when he steps out of his ivory tower, you know, when he stops banging the assistants on the boardroom table.
Gets off the private jet.
Gets out of the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
When he gives you advice, Greeno, when he comes down, when he gets the ladder down off his wallet.
Yeah.
You know, and he puts the checkbook, you know, gets the team of men to put the checkbook in the safe because it's so big.
Yeah.
When he gives you advice, you tend to listen.
Yeah.
Because he's been around the block.
Yes.
You know, he's been in this business a long time. I think we're going on about 2 weeks now.
Yep.
2 weeks as CEO of TAVshow.com.
Not everyone gets that, comes in with that kind of experience.
Yeah, that's
right. We'd be fools not to kind of take that years or, you know, weeks on board.
Exactly.
And run with it.
Exactly. And he can identify talent.
Yeah.
And clearly that's what's happened here. So he gives us full creative license over the show, but he did offer us some advice. He said, look, guys, I think you should stick with the faux sports show.
Yeah.
But, you know, within those boundaries, still call yourself a sports show, but then do whatever the hell you want.
That was my plan.
We could be the only sports show on TAVshow.com, just like we were the only sports show at 89.3 FM.
Correct. That was my train of thought. Right. We're on the same wavelength here, James. I'm like, I'd rather just keep the sports show.
See, you're just sucking up to the boss.
I'm not. And literally, this is my train of thought. And just do exactly what we've been doing anyway. Yeah. Now, as soon as we heard about that, we had to send him orientation.
Yes.
The separation happened. I'm like, look, we've had a few issues with BA over the last couple of weeks with the reports that have been filed, sucking up way too much sport content.
Correct.
Of the percentages.
Correct. He blew about a month's worth of sport content in one BE from the UK report.
Exactly. And look, I put the blame solely on ourselves.
Yeah.
Because
we should have known better.
We should have sent him to the revised 2018 block orientation day. But unfortunately...
With Dean Hutton.
Now, that was Unity Day.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
Unity Day. We brought him back for the orientation day.
Dean's running it.
Yeah.
He's still got the boiling pot.
Yeah. It's been boiling the whole time. It's like the Olympic flame.
Correct.
Yeah. For the hot stovers.
For the hot stovers. That's what they're all about.
When's the next hot stove, by the way?
Well...
About 8 months?
Yeah. Still another 5 months before we can start talking about boiling water.
Okay.
That's a teaser for all the TAV listeners. That's all we got coming up in 8 months' time.
8 months' time.
Boiling water talk.
Oh, they're going to love it.
Now,
they're going to love it.
So that was our own fault. We should have sent BE to the updated orientation day. I hadn't put the training packs together yet.
No.
And that was my cock up, and I apologise for that.
Well, you've been busy preparing the show, Greeno. I mean, those paragraphs per page don't write themselves.
Exactly. Or I just ignore it anyway and just make it up.
Yeah.
So I was able to put the training together this week. BE, to his credit, flew down, spent the full 4 days in the orientation day training. And I'll tell you what.
Yep.
It's already paying dividends.
Is it really?
It is. Where was the... We got the UK report music?
Yeah, it's in there. Okay. Let it rip, Greeno.
All right. So he had to just wet his foot. He still wanted to talk sport.
His lawyers are listening, Ian Forbes, by the way.
He still wanted to talk sport.
Yeah.
But he got the general message.
Ah, good.
Because the first story to open up the new Smut Sports UK segment...
Smut Sport UK.
...is about the Mexican World Cup squad hosting around 30 prostitutes. At a pre-World Cup party. Now, no one parties like the Mexicans, Damo.
Is that right?
You got tacos, you got burritos.
You got tequila.
You got tequila.
You got mamacitas.
You got piñatas. And that's not the only thing you're busting up. You got 30 prostitutes.
30 hookers.
There we go.
For the Mexican team.
Now, I don't know whether this one's true or
Sounds
not.
Sounds like
you.
A bit of a boys' club to be.
Just a little
Just
bit.
Just a touch.
That is the ultimate devil's 30-some, I guess. Squeeze them all in.
See, only the Mexicans would bring in 30 hookers to bang because obviously there aren't enough people on the street willing to do it for free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get them on in.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether this actually happened or not.
Yeah.
So, we'll read it anyway. So, David Beckham apparently got caught getting his daughter's teacher pregnant on the eve.
Oh, really? Did he?
Now, I don't know whether that happened or not because I actually did some research because I'm like, I don't know whether I should say this or not.
Yeah.
If it did happen, however... It's the ultimate distraction to get media pressure away from the England squad.
Okay.
All right. So there's part one and two.
Part one and two.
I want samples before I decide whether I'm going to read your report or not.
Oh, good.
And I was happy with him. I gave him the go ahead. I said, look, you've given us teasers. I like it. Now you can write a full UK report.
Okay, good.
He gave us two options.
Two options.
So he wrote a sporting UK report, and then he wrote a non-sporting UK report.
And which one are you going to go to?
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
We've already blown our 1% quota this week.
100%. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will visit Australia, Fiji, Tonga and New Zealand later this year on a tour that will coincide with the Sydney Invictus Games. Now, that's still got to be a sport in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. That pushes up to about 1.1.
Yeah, 1.1 there. Right. Sir Elton John has appealed for an end to the stigma around HIV and AIDS and called on social media platforms to do more to help.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Did you see that? He called for everybody to boycott social media until they ban hate.
Hate. Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with him. So if someone jumps on social media and says, I hate chocolate milk, ban them.
Ban them. Gone.
If someone jumps on and says, I hate the hot stove, ban them.
Oh, definitely
ban
them.
And then track them down and double ban them.
Double ban.
Yeah.
I don't know how this falls into UK, but we'll go with it. Matt LeBlanc calls it a day as host of Top Gear. I guess Top Gear is a British UK program. Show.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It was until Jeremy Clarkson went full retard, Greeno, and didn't he try to beat up one of the producers or something?
Something like that, and that's how they got Joey from Friends. Who's obviously
Joey from Friends.
Struggling for a gig.
You would want to hope that that's the actual way that they introduce him on Top Gear.
Yeah.
It's not Matt LeBlanc. It's Joey from Friends.
It's definitely Joey from Friends. Labour MP Jess Phillips will play music again. Calls for laws to unmask internet trolls after receiving 600 rape threats in one night.
One night.
Britons could be set for a long, hot summer after enjoying the... Oh, no, that's the end of that.
Could have been the Mexican World Cup team.
It could be. Okay, once again, that's a little bit full on.
Well, they did hire 30 hookers.
They did.
They hired 30 hookers, Greta.
There you go. 600 rape threats in one night. Yeah. And then Britons could be set for a long, hot summer after enjoying the sunniest May on record. Yep. This summer will be the hottest since 2006 if temperatures are at least 0.87 degrees Celsius above the summer average.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Of 14.3.
That's an interesting way to end up the UK report.
That's how it
would have been. It would have been a 10 out of 10 if not for that. Just kind of fell over the line there,
that's
didn't
it? We ended it with rape and the fact it's cold in England.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, what a news flash. Exactly. It's cold in England, everyone. Stop the presses.
We do it. Piss takes aside. We do appreciate having you, Piers UK, report back. But we need uplifting stories to end the segment. That's the rule. It's got to be either really funny or uplifting.
No, I disagree. Everyone had to know that it's cold in England right now.
In case
you didn't know.
And MP rape threats.
I mean, when you think of England, you think of cocktails on the beach.
Yeah.
Don't you?
But I digress. We're gonna save him because...
What do you got?
He ended that.
You got to put the volume back up.
I will. We'll do another Nice Gary.
Yeah, another Nice Gary.
Nice Gary!
Because after ending it with weather and rape threats, he came through with a bit of this statement.
The good stuff.
Bit of Golden Girls news, baby.
Oh, yes! Finally!
Then he got back in our good graces.
Yeah.
And it looks as though we talked about on our show, 3 weeks ago?
The way to a man's heart is through the Golden Girls.
Through the Golden Girls. We talked about the courage that it took us to basically open up this new medium of Golden Girl fandom and basically re-engaging the next generation.
Of
Golden Boys and Golden Girls and basically reigniting the passion that the previous generations had for said show. This thing was an absolute phenomenon back in the day.
Oh, it was huge. It was a runaway train.
It was what they call a water cooler talk. Every day you'd come in on a Wednesday and you'd be like, oh, did you watch Golden Girls?
Did you watch Golden Girls? Of course, everybody watched Golden Girls.
Could you believe what Blanche said? Could you believe what she did?
Oh, incredible.
I can't believe Rich.
Have we got another Golden Girls quote of the week?
Teasers. Next segment.
Oh, you're a callback legend, Greta. Pete wants to know when John Laws is going to hand you the golden mic.
We don't need the golden mic, Pete.
We've got the golden girls.
Because we've got the golden girls. Yes. There we go.
There you go. Tails.
So I'm sending this out. This is an absolute...
You dick!
Goes to Deadpool 2, Damo.
Deadpool 2?
The big box office hit.
Yeah.
Already made $158 million in the domestic box office, $364 worldwide.
Ah, so they think they're good.
They in honor of the film's warm reception from the fans, Studio 20th Century Fox released a video featuring clips from the movie accompanied by the Golden Girls theme song.
No!
But he's already quoted, he smells another lawsuit coming, the starting block versus 20th Century Fox.
Of course.
And
I'm sure the CEO of TAVshow.com, James R., would be happy to chip in for the bill.
Mm.
We'll take on 20th Century Fox, was it?
Yeah, 20th Century Fox and Deadpool as well. Yeah. They got $364 million in the bank.
Well, like I said, the meteoric rise from, you know, commentator to CEO and owner of a flourishing website that hosts the Starting Block, Greeno.
Yeah.
You know, he's got money in the bank.
He does.
He's got money in the bank.
It's all covered.
He'll be able to take him on for us.
Correct. Queen's birthday honours day, mate.
Queen's birthday.
We were robbed again. Did you see anyone who was actually honoured?
No.
I think Tom Gleisner may have been given a mention.
Okay.
I saw Dawn Fraser.
Dawn again.
I guess, you know, contributions to racism.
Yeah.
Dawn got her medal.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the day off.
Mm.
That's about it, as much as I want to say about it.
Thanks, Queenie.
Thanks for the Queen's birthday.
Thanks, Queenie.
And for our American listeners, the Queen's birthday is the
you don't get it.
Enjoyable holiday. Firstly, you don't get it.
Yep.
But secondly, we get it on a day that isn't actually her birthday.
That's right. It's in honour of her birthday.
Honour.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. I like that.
I don't know. Is it for that queen, or was it for some other queen and that was her birthday?
I think it used to be on her actual birthday, and then it kept on falling on like a Thursday.
Oh, so she's so good, the queen. She actually changed her birthday.
Yeah, she's like well,
past the event.
Let's
she
move
was
it.
She was born, and then, you know, 30 or 40 years later, she goes, no, I want to be born on a different day.
Yeah.
And she went ahead and changed it.
Exactly.
Ah, she's an absolute genius.
Public Radio's loss is TAVshow.com's gain. Welcome to the Starting Block.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and golden girls.
That ad was actually requested by Warnie, I think you'll find. You know, he's a big Baked Beans fan. That shouldn't be playing.
That shouldn't be playing.
He's a big Baked Beans fan, Greeno.
Yeah, he is.
He's a Warnie.
Some interesting choices for the people we've got on board for the first week. Obviously, we've got to pay for this stuff ourselves now. Mm. So, big thanks to all our new sponsors.
Yep.
Wind, apparently.
Wind,
is one of them.
Yeah. Gas.
Gas. Yeah. Why not?
Huh. You know,
anyone who's willing to send us a check, we're happy.
Yep.
And
the TAVshow.com legal team, Greeno.
That as well.
Big supporters of the show.
What they do after that last segment.
We keep them busy.
We do. time to actually put some sport content into this so-called sport show demo.
Do we have to?
We're going to keep it brief. It's fine.
Okay.
Plenty to do, but they're all very... It's all filler.
What do you think of the State of Origin, Greeno?
Oh, we do State of Origin? Okay. So that was going to end the show. But that's fine. Look, all I'll say is...
It's our year, baby.
Basically,
I'm a typical New South Wales shill.
No, not at all. Hey, man, I'm the most...
you are pretty honest.
I'm honest, and the simple fact is, after last year, until we win that second game, I ain't saying shit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to pull this one out.
I'm a Scatman!
You don't even really care for State of Origin that much, do you? You'd rather see the Raiders win, wouldn't you?
Oh, don't get me wrong, I was pretty pumped up when the Blues got up the other night. But at the same time, after 10 straight years of losing, it's a bit hard to get pumped up when you know you're going to get pumped up.
Yeah, I sent a little tweet out to you, because new listeners to the show won't realise this, but I'm actually a Queensland fan.
Mm.
So I sent out a little tweet to Greeno, and BE from the UK jumped on board. I noticed that. Just thought he'd stick his nose in. I was like, stick to the UK, boy. But, anyway, no, just kidding. He's great addition to the show, Greeno, BE from the UK.
See, the family's expanding.
Yeah, it is. It is a family. Mm. A Starting Block family, Greeno.
It is.
Yeah. I sent out a little tweet. You could win this series, but, you know, because my feeling was, how can I be upset at New South Wales fans if they win it? Because it's kind of like, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. Because New South Wales could win 5 years in a row and they'd still be half as good as the best Queensland team.
Correct. Yeah, that's
not going to change ever again.
That's a stat man.
Another stat for you, Damo. Mm. Since the start of the 2017 Origin season, games with Tim Glasby, Queensland undefeated. Games without Tim Glasby, Queensland yet to win.
There you go. The great Glasby.
Trend? I think not.
Get him back in.
Get him back. Well, obviously that's a selection blunder from the Queenslanders.
And especially after we nicknamed him the great Glasby.
Exactly.
He has to be in there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's do this segment backwards. Do you have an AFL review this week?
Yeah, Giants back in form. Absolutely smashed the Gold Coast, Greeno.
You were out of the game, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah. It was, you know what? It was good, but it was relaxing. It was the most relaxing day I've had at the footy in a long, long time.
Okay, not much tension. Just
because when you win by 108 points, the feet were up.
Yep.
We were chit-chatting. It was like, oh, another goal.
Another goal. Yeah. How many? Six, yeah, that's fine.
Another inside 50.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure. I think that might have been the Gold Coast lowest ever score, 29 points. and they lost by 108.
Yeah.
So it's a bit rough, isn't it?
It's a rough one. Gold Coast not rough. Exactly good.
But you know what? It was good for the last five rounds to get that, because we went over, we beat Adelaide in Adelaide, first time
big
ever.
Win, yeah.
And then we smash Gold Coast on our home patch. But it's a tough game. The next home game, I think, is against Hawthorn. I think we've got Richmond next week.
Very tough.
So it's a tough couple of weeks. So we needed those two wins.
You want to come back in form, though.
That's right.
That's a way to do it.
Oh, we're hitting them at the right time now.
Exactly. NBA Finals, Damo, all over in four, all done and dusted.
Yep, good. State. Beautiful.
Golden State. Just
see you, LeBron.
Too dominant.
I saw all the Jordan fans were straight onto him.
Because
you can't be the best ever if you don't win championships.
Well, he's won three of them.
It's not enough.
He's taken crap teams.
How many did Jordan get? Seven?
He got six.
Six. But in two lots of three
two
in a row.
Two lots of three in a row.
Nah, Jordan's better.
I don't know.
Jordan's better.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, but is he coming to Houston?
Well, that's the question. Basically,
if LeBron comes to Houston, I will go live on air and recant all of the hate talk that I've thrown at LeBron, all of the shade that I've thrown on LeBron.
Preemptive sorry books.
Preemptive sorry books. Yeah. Actually, hit the sorry book.
In advance.
Because I want to get this out to LeBron. LeBron. Just want to say, mate, I'm sorry about everything. Sorry about all the comments that, you know, you're a bit of a hack and a douchebag and pretty annoying guy. I mean, sure, you got a talent, but you piss off a lot of people as well, but... if you do come to Houston, mate, all is forgiven.
Mm.
All is forgiven. So I just want to say sorry in advance.
In advance.
And then come to Houston. Of course, if he doesn't come to Houston, then it's game on.
Oh, exactly.
It's going to be a war zone.
Is it fuck him?
Yes. Good job on the FIFA.
Well, the sad thing is, all the circus that's going to follow, the off season is going to be more entertaining than what that NBA final series was.
Yeah, you weren't happy, were you? That was like
boring
terrible.
As batshit.
Yeah.
It was absolutely terrible.
And that's back to back for the Golden State, isn't it?
It is back to back.
So they'll be going three-peat next year.
Oh, is it? Yeah, no. When did they win?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, sorry, it's back to back. I thought they might have won three in a row already, but they were in that. For the third.
So they're going three-peat. So the only realistic way that that's going to end is if LeBron comes to Houston.
Actually, no, this is three-peat because they won two since Kevin Durant got there and they won it the year before. This is three-peat.
Oh, this is three in a row.
That's three in a row.
Oh, okay.
Because now the joke is because they in the first year, that's where Cleveland overcame a 1-3 deficit in the finals to win.
That's right.
And now the.
Who was that against, by the way?
Against Golden State.
Oh, right.
And now the joke is, well, that's just our finals record.
3-1. Yes. Yeah. Fantastic.
So the Golden State Warriors, is there
because no one ever remembers that first one if you lose the next three.
No.
Like, if you win three in a row, nobody remembers the one you lost at the start of that run.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So it's like, you're fine.
Yeah, you're cool.
And Kevin Durant, another MVP. He's an absolute superstar.
Do you reckon he was better than LeBron?
In that
finals?
Series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. Well, they won, didn't they?
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
Because you can't give the MVP to a losing player, can you?
You can, unless they're completely... like dominant in any way, shape, or form. Like if LeBron pushed them to a game seven and then they lost, then maybe you could say, look, give him the MVP. But look, Durant was on par with him.
Clean sweep.
And they swept. So you got to go with them. Now, I'll tell you
who
knows.
They swept. That's appropriate considering you called the Cleveland Cavaliers the rest of their players a janitor.
They are janitors. That's the problem.
Janitors.
That's how good LeBron James is. Took a pack of janitors to the NBA finals.
NetDrag said he would rather cricket talk than NBA.
Really?
Yeah. Have you got any news in the cricket?
We do.
David Warner.
David Warner's back, baby.
David
That's
Warner.
The last one.
There
so
you go. I bet he's regretting asking that now. Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Damo.
No, I haven't, no.
Now, Channel 9, here's the pulse, and here's your fingers up your ass so far off the pulse that you can't feel it.
Can't you feel a pulse when you stick your fingers in someone's anus?
Not up your rectum, no.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
You know if they're alive or not, though.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, because the they'll wolf. Wake up and go, what the fuck are you doing?
Get
you. Yeah, sorry. A bit late on the
All thing. Good. Channel 9, I thought, here's a great idea.
You got told three of the last four, not three in a row.
Three of the last four, was it?
Must have been.
You sure?
Maybe they won the first one, lost the next one to Cleveland, then won two.
They did too, because that was the year that the Cleveland Indians lost the World Series, and it all kind of coincided.
I thought the Indians won the World Series.
No, they lost the World Series, the Cleveland Indians.
Did they?
Yeah, they lost to the Cubs, who broke the 180
curse. Of course, yeah.
But that was the same year that the Cleveland Cavs won, so my apologies.
There you go.
Yeah, wait.
That's a net drag. Give him a nice Gary.
Net drag is definitely getting a nice Gary.
Nice Gary!
Thanks for the tip there, net drag. So, yeah, Channel 9, here's a great idea. Let's get the man that no one wants to hear from, David Warner, into the comm box.
The guy who's been banned from international cricket.
Banned from international cricket. The fact that, I don't know who's
colour
advising.
Colour commentary.
Firstly, Channel 9, they're going down in a blaze of glory because they're like, well, we've lost the rights.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Bring
in
Dave.
Again.
Bring in Dave. Yeah, there you go.
We'll get Davey in.
Yep.
And that'll show them. That'll show them. No, it won't. So
it's a scorched earth policy.
So this pointless one day series that no one cares about. Why are we even playing in England?
I've got no idea.
For a one day series, no one cares about.
No idea.
Davey Warner will be bringing his insight on his love of turtles.
His plasma TVs.
Oh, the OLEDs. Yeah, he'll be talking about the OLEDs. He'll be talking about sandpaper. His weekend job down at Bunnings.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He'll be talking about
just
that.
Just to keep his eye in.
Just to keep the eye in, see what's going there.
Yeah.
If he
the
even...
worst sledger of all time, isn't he, David Warner?
He is, yeah. He's not exactly the smartest tool in the shed.
Because sledging is an art form. For people, for Americans, they won't understand what sledging is. Mm. Sledging is like banter. So it's got to be
Americans
like...
Americans know what sledging is.
Yeah, but it's...
Trash talk.
It's different than trash talk because it's more delicate. It's more subtle because it suits cricket.
Fair enough, yeah.
Like, for example, one of them, I think it was Ian Botham and it might have been Ian Healy. And Ian Botham walked out to bat and... No, it was the other... What was the other wicketkeeper before Ian Healy?
Oh, Rod Marsh.
Rod Marsh.
Yeah.
Rod Marsh says to Ian Botham, "How's your wife and my kids?"
Yeah.
And Ian Botham turns back around to him and goes, "The wife's great. The kids are fucking retarded."
Yeah.
You know? So that's a sledge, right?
That's a sledge, yeah.
Yeah, but so you play it within those bounds and it's got to be funny. Like, you want to make the other player laugh even though you're having a go at him.
Mm.
But David Warner is so bad at it.
Just hardcore abuse.
He just walks out and just hurls abuse at you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, Dave, you're not doing it properly.
That's not how it works,
you've got to
Dave.
Be delicate. He's like, "Hey, fuck you." It's like, no, Dave. That's not how it works.
So that'd be interesting. I'm sure everyone's going to tune in to see what Dave has
I hope
to
there's
say.
A hot mic moment in the Channel 9 commentary box. Do you remember Tony Gregg back in the day with the church? There's been a few great hot mic. We should do that, like the top 10 hot mic moments from the Channel 9 cricket commentary team.
I like it. As a farewell.
As a farewell.
I do like it.
Absolutely.
We moved on, unfortunately, off the NBA Finals. I'll tell you who knows how to celebrate, Damo.
Who?
Ice hockey players. I don't know if you've been following Alex Ovechkin this week.
No.
This dude is my new hero. Basically, he's been going around to any sporting event.
Who won the Stanley Cup?
The Washington Capitals.
The Caps.
Yep.
First time ever.
First time ever. And he was the MVP, Alex Ovechkin, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he's been going around whatever TV show he can get on, whatever, you know, festival he can get in, whatever sporting event he can get into.
Yeah.
He's going around with the Stanley Cup and drinking beer out of it. He's been doing it for a week straight.
Fantastic.
And not just any drinking.
No sleep.
He's basically being picked up by his teammates and drinking out of the Stanley Cup.
He's doing keg stands.
Pretty much doing keg stands.
Excellent.
All around the nation. He was at a Washington Nationals game. He did it on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, one of those two.
Fantastic.
One of the Jimmys.
See, there you go. Well. That's why you have Russian collusion, because there's always going to be fun.
There is.
It's going to be fun.
Quick political comment.
Mm.
I'm going to throw my one in for the week.
Yeah.
Why was everyone so excited?
It used to be one a year. Now it's gone down to one a week.
Well, I know. Now we're on TVshow.com. We're going to throw some political content.
Okay.
I was wondering why Trump and Kim was kind of trending yesterday on Twitter. Didn't he meet Kardashian last week?
give yourself a dick move for that.
You dick! Sitting on that joke for a couple of days.
The other Kim.
He's
had two Kims in 2 weeks, Greedo. He is a player.
He is. Well done. Well done to the Don. Now, so that's Ovechkin. Now, we're big fans of Back to the Future on the show. I'm a big fan of MLB. And when two things combine.
Beautiful things happen.
There's
it's magic.
There's jizz on the roof, Damo.
That's right.
With the draft last week, I only picked this up because it was in the late rounds. It goes for like 4 days, the draft, and you do the early exciting ones, and then anyone that no one cares about gets drafted later, right?
Yeah, because isn't there like 48 rounds or something in the baseball draft?
It goes for a month and a half.
Never ends.
They're still drafting now.
They'll be drafted right into the hot stove.
Exactly. Yeah. And then trading him. Crazy Uncle Jerry DiBerto
will
trade
his
draft
picks. He's already picked up three 116th round pickups.
Exactly.
From the Yankees, because if the Yankees picked them, they must be good.
The trade bait.
Yeah.
But with the 560th pick of the MLB draft.
560th pick. It's ridiculous.
How
can you have so many picks?
That's how they do it. It's the 19th round.
Surely one day they're gonna run out of people.
They never run out of people, Damo. They'll find someone.
That's why you got to keep the immigration high, because you got to keep bringing in baseball players.
Yes, anyway, there you go.
We've just sorted out why the immigration's high in America. Baseball players.
The New York Mets selected Cal State Fullerton.
For the 12,000th and 47th pick of the 2018 rolling into 2036 MLB draft.
You done?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. The New York Mets...
It's all fun and games until we start throwing a bit of shit on baseball, and then you clam up.
Business. The New York Mets selected Calvin.
Don't hurt the precious baseball, Grudo.
Fullerton's Tommy Wilson. Now, why do I care that they drafted Tommy Wilson?
Tommy boy.
Because he's the son of Thomas Wilson, the guy that played Biff Tannen in the Back to the Future movies.
Really?
It's the son of Biff.
Son of a Biff.
Was selected at 560th by the New York Mets.
That's incredible.
There we go.
Son of a Biff.
Son of a Biff.
We've got to make that a rolling segment.
We do.
We've got to track Son of a Biff.
See if he signs. I have to check if he actually signs in. Now,
587th pick or whatever he was.
560th, yeah.
Yeah, he's a hot item.
We will be shooting up the
He'd be worth it just for
rankings.
The cards. Exactly. Just for the baseball cards.
Why not?
The merch, Greeno.
Now
bring back the Biff.
We haven't followed much F1 this year.
No.
So when something like this pops up, it's time to raise it.
Okay.
Canadian GP ended in confusion after the checkered flag marking the end of the race was unfurled prematurely.
Oh.
Now, how did this happen, Damo?
Mm.
Because the flag was waved prematurely by Winnie Harlow, a model and friend of Lewis Hamilton's.
No.
Apparently it wasn't her fault.
Oh, it was just an accident, boss.
Fortunately, race victor Sebastian Vettel realised the mistake, carried on to the finish for the full duration of the race. However, what happens is if the flag is waved, it means
the race is over. That's right.
So the last two laps didn't even matter. But what it did do, however, is it screwed over Dan Ricciardo, who had the fastest lap in the last lap of the actual race.
And he didn't get it.
But he didn't get it because it went back to lap 68 instead of lap 70.
Wow.
Well,
that's you know what, that serves him right, F1. I mean, people, they only turf in F1 every year, Greeno? About $450 billion a year or something like that. Some ridiculous amount of money.
Mm.
And then to just blow it all because you want to get some pretty girl, like a bit of TNA up on the things, waving the flag, you know.
Friend of Lewis.
And it all goes to shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Serves him right.
Silly move. Dick move?
Yeah, you dick move.
Dick!
One of Bernie's girlfriends, was it? Or
No. Friend of Lewis.
No, friend of
the
Lewis.
Tag Heuer watches.
Okay. The denim vests.
And boxing to wrap up the sports portion of the show. Now, Jeff Horn was blasted out in 9 innings by Terence Crawford. So both fighters came in undefeated coming into this match, but he was absolutely bludgeoned.
The horny bastard went down, eh?
He did. Jeff Horn confirmed he had 26 stitches, counting internal and external, patched up by a plastic surgeon in the locker room. Now, what does that mean for Jeff Horn?
Mm.
Well, I can smell a rematch.
You just wanted to work Matty into
that's the only reason that's in the rundown.
You wanted to work Manny Pacquiao in. Come on, Manny, out with it.
You ask me if I love you, and I talk all
nobody does it better, do they, than Manny Pacquiao?
Nobody can possibly do that. Hurt you. We'll go to the chorus and we'll come back.
Okay.
Then mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge?
Has he done any more songs or just this
one?
I
sure hope so.
I want a Manny Pacquiao greatest hits.
I want to play an hour on the TAVshow.com.
Just Manny.
Just Manny.
Just this.
Doing karaoke. No, we'll do other songs.
Other songs.
So if you have any requests for Manny, send him in.
Let him know. Let us know and we'll let him
know. We'll let him know. Yeah. We'll get on the D-Lo.
We've got a line to Manny Pacquiao. Yeah. He's a big fan of the show, Greeno.
Oh, without doubt.
Because we promote his beautiful singing voice. Angelic, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. We'll get to the end of this one. Pick for the passion, Damo.
Yeah, the peak. Yeah. Hold you.
Till we both break down and cry.
I wanna hold you
till the fear in me subsides.
Oh, that's
Manny Pacquiao.
Before we go, Damo, I've
stories about pinatas.
Okay.
Today in the train station. Basically, I think I've told you this story before, where there's these three morbidly obese ladies. Every morning, I see you get up there.
Three sisters.
Two sisters and then a daughter, and the daughter's as morbidly obese as the mother. So they're still not having good eating habits in this particular family.
Yep.
So every morning I see them. The flight of stairs to get up to the top of the train station platform down, not very large.
No.
You know, call it half a flight, perhaps.
Half a flight? How many steps are we talking? How many steps in a flight?
I think 24 is a flight.
Is it really? Is there a standard?
I don't know.
Okay, we need to investigate.
We'll come
that.
Back next.
Get in touch with us at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. How many stairs in a flight?
We'll open the sports show next week with stairs.
Yeah.
Well,
it can't get any worse.
Can't get worse than what we've done today. Now, I saw today. So what they do instead? They go up the elevator. They jump in the elevator. What they do is they get their coffee and snacks.
Yeah.
From downstairs.
Well, you got to have your coffee and snacks for the trip up
for
stairs.
The trip up. But they refuse to take the stairs, so they hop in the elevator.
Which is usually designated for disabled folks.
But they're like, nah, well, I'm not going to lug my fat ass up these stairs. And lazily. No wonder you don't drop the weight. That's my point.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Got to get on the stair. You don't even need a stairmaster. You got the train station.
Exactly. This morning, I get there. Mm. The lift up, fine, not a problem. As I'm on the top of the platform, I look.
Mm.
I see a little barricade.
Oh, yeah.
Lift out of order.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, well, I'm going to stand here till the fat fuckers.
Just to monitor them.
Come out. I'm going to monitor this situation.
Greeno, do you ever, in your darker moments when you're on your own, do you ever get there and say, what is my life coming to? I'm now stalking fat, unknown people at the train station to see how long it takes them to climb the stairs.
No, they're going downstairs, this
They're downstairs.
So I'm like, I need to
That's
watch.
That's dangerous when you've got a low centre of gravity.
Because what I was expecting to see, I was expecting to rock up, see the lift out of it, and do a U-turn and go, not going to work today, fellas. That's what I was expecting. What I did see, however, was look at the lift.
A toboggan.
Now we're talking. Yeah. That's what would have been needed.
That's a fixer.
That's definitely a fixer. Basically, I saw him look at the lift, look at the stairs, then realize there's a disabled ramp.
Oh, no.
You can let gravity take its course and a slowly declining slant.
Slow descent.
Do you want to take a guess which option they took, Damo?
I think we all know the answer.
We do. If I'm correct, the outro takes us out of the show, so we're done for this week.
We're done for this week.
Anything we want to plug? Don Camaro.
Don Camaro.
Magic and Pants.
TAVshow.com. Thanks for having us. Any complaints, please send them to the CEO and founder of TAVshow.com, James R. He'll be more than happy to take your complaints.
He'll take the feedback and put a constructive response.
Constructive criticisms.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?